Cuthbert's Love for the Poor. As told in Bede, The Ecclesiastical History of the English People, Book 4, Chapter 27. Cuthbert frequently went forth from the monastery, sometimes on horseback, but more often on foot. He came to the neighbouring villages and he preached the way of truth, just as Bozil had been accustomed to do in his time. Now it was the custom amongst the English people at that time, when a clerk or a priest came to the village, for all to gather at his command to hear the word, gladly listening to what was said. So great was Cuthbert's elegance, so keen his desire to drive home what he had begun to teach, so bright the light of his angelic countenance, that none of those present would presume to hide from him the secrets of their hearts. Now he used especially to make for those places and preach in those villages that were far away on steep and rugged mountains, which others dreaded to visit and whose poverty and ignorance kept other teachers away. Giving himself up gladly to this devoted labour, he attended to their instruction with such industry that he would leave the monastery often and not return home for a whole week, and occasionally for a whole month. But he would linger amongst the hill folk, calling them to heavenly things, both by the words he said and by his virtuous deeds.